Experiment number three. Aren't these fun experiments? Experiment number three. This was done in 1993, a paper released by researchers at the HeartMath Institute. I've been affiliated with HeartMath, and we've shared information back and forth since 1991. The HeartMath Institute is considered to be the premier research institution in innovative heart-based technologies. And of all the things HeartMath has demonstrated, the primary key is that our hearts, that seven-layer liquid crystal oscillator in the center of your body, does much more than simply pump blood. And it may in fact be the least of some of the functions. They have demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt, our hearts are so mysterious. Do you know that your heart formed in the womb of your mother before your brain ever even formed? Your heart formed first, and it began to beat in response to something. That your heart has its own brain tissue, its own neural tissue, separate from your physical brain. Your heart has a memory. Have you read the reports about the heart transplant victims, such as the elderly woman who received the heart of a 12-year-old boy, came out of the surgery, a doctor said, "How do you feel?" And she says, "Fine, except for an unusual, atypical craving for McDonald's Big Macs and chocolate shakes," which was the favorite meal of the boy who had donated his heart. He'd been killed in an auto accident. His heart was intact. It was donated to this woman. And they said, "Well, is there a link?" And now there are books that have been written and studies done. The heart memories apparently travel with the heart to the new people, and they share those in ways we're only beginning to understand. HeartMath has been instrumental in pioneering the research in this work. They've published in the Journal of American Medical Association, JAMA, New England Medical Journal, New Scientist, Nature Magazine, so they're very well received. Well, there's a paper that they released, 1993, Local and Non-Local Effects of Coherent Heart Frequencies on Conformational Changes of DNA. It was published by two brilliant men, Glenn Ryan and Roland McCready, both working at that time through HeartMath. It was released at the joint USPA-IAPR Psychotronics Conference, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 1993, if you'd like to find out where the proceedings are from that. Here's what they found. First of all, HeartMath first theorized and now has proven, and this is accepted in the open literature, that surrounding every human heart is a field of energy, shaped like a donut. They call it a tube torus. The HeartMath Institute published that this field exists. This field is not a field that we would call part of the human aura or the chakra of the heart, although it may be associated with that. It's not prana. It is a measurable electromagnetic field of energy that extends between 5 and 8 feet from the center of the heart outward. And I asked Roland McCready once when we were doing some work together, I said, "Roland, why does the heart field stop at 5 to 8 feet? Why doesn't it go farther?" And he said, "You know, that's a good question." He said, "Right now we believe that is the limitation of our instruments." He said, "What the studies are showing is that in reality, this heart field extends many miles on the quantum level. Our hearts are affecting the world around us," the ancients said. Now we're beginning to understand how. Okay, well, this is already known. No big surprise here. This field was already established. What HeartMath wanted to see was, within this field, is there another kind of energy that we have previously not recognized? They designed a series of studies, 1993, searching for a non-conventional form of energy. You see a pattern developing now. They took some human DNA. Just for people who like to be very clear about how these experiments work, this DNA came from human placenta, because placental DNA is very pristine. As our DNA matures, it begins to change. And what they found was that the brand new DNA had qualities that adult, more mature DNA no longer had. And what they wanted to do was, they asked themselves, when individuals intentionally have deep, powerful, coherent forms of emotion, heart-based emotion, not thoughts, heart-based emotion, does it have any effect on the DNA? Well, why would it? Why should it? There's nothing to suggest that it would, other than their curiosity of what might be happening here. They did the experiments, and what they found was that gratitude, appreciation, love, compassion, those kinds of emotions had direct, measurable effect. It actually relaxed the DNA. You know how we always think of DNA as an intertwined double helix? Those two strands together. What they found was, in the presence of gratitude and appreciation, love, compassion, those qualities of emotion, the DNA began to relax. And they found that if they continued the experiments long enough, the DNA relaxed so much it actually began to untwine itself, to where the strands were no longer intertwined.